Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here on 570 KLIF and on iHeartRadio. Here we are Sunday night together again. Yeah, I actually won a race. I had to run to the bathroom, and the bathroom's not that close, actually.
No, for those of you who for those of you listening at home, and why wouldn't you be?
Well, yeah, if you're not watching, I hope there's no video here.
Yeah, exactly. the bathrooms here at the Victory Park Studios are outside of the studios.
Well, I mean, not like outside, not like an outhouse or anything, but
no,
yes, but
I mean,
we have to go through two different sets of security doors in order to get over there.
And you have to have your key
fob.
You know, key fob to get in.
And you always take your phone in case something happens, because if you get locked in that area, nobody's going to ever find you.
It's like you're in a tomb. It's like you're an Egyptian pyramid or something.
I know.
You
know? Oh my gosh, I'm stuck.
So anyway, the point being is that you can't just, you know, mosey over to the bathroom and just come back.
And mosey
back. So you did like the 100-yard dash.
I did. And see, I feel really good about that. I got the blood pumping. Everything was good. Got the hands washed, all that good stuff. So, you know.
Oh, boy. What time is it, Ashley? What time is it?
You know, we're going to take the magic carpet ride tonight of the networking perspective. So what time would that be?
It would be.
It's Pulse Time, the Perspectives Pulse.
You got it. It's Pulse Time, the Perspectives Pulse tonight here on Perspectives. And joining me, as always and awesomely, is J.R. Atkins. J.R., how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ashley. Great to talk to you tonight.
Awesome to talk to you. Awesome. Yeah, so let's talk. We got this cool thing going on, a small business startup workshop on Friday, August 9th. And I know that you know exactly what's going on with that. So give us the scoop on this startup business workshop.
This one is a little unique. There's a lot of programs, meetups, different kind of events you can go to for the person who is interested in a startup. This one is really oriented around helping you determine how you would fit or if you would fit the entrepreneurial model.
Okay. So if you'll actually fit into that model.
Right.
That's interesting.
A story today about a gentleman who lost his job and then went on a trip with some of his brothers, friends, and discovered an opportunity and came back, started that business, and now they're all entrepreneurs. The brothers are working together in this business.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
This would have been the kind of workshop that he could have gone to when he left his corporate job that might help him understand what are the key components, what are the skill sets, what are the attributes, what perspective would he need to have.
Exactly, the perspective. And I think that's true because anytime we're trying to do something new, I mean, whatever it is you're doing, it's hard because you haven't done it. And sometimes when we're forging new things, like when we're trying to find our purpose and trying to figure out something new, we're really doing this for the first time. And so it is really great to have some sort of guidance and help from some people that are doing it.
Exactly right. And this happens to be coming out of the Small Business Development Center. And these are government-sponsored centers throughout the country. There's a few in the DFW area. This one is the one that's located close to downtown and serves the Dallas County area.
Awesome. So the tickets are $25. And if you go tomorrow to the liveyourtruelife.org site, you know, go to radio show. So you go to liveyourtruelife.org. We got that. Then go to the radio show. Then go to the Perspectives Pulse. It's really pretty self-explanatory. It's Push Radio Show. You'll see Perspectives Pulse. We'll have all the information for that event, as well as the link where you can buy the tickets on Eventbrite. So what I'm interested in tonight is knowing about what the Atkins tip of the week is for us. And this also is not only for networking. It's kind of across the board. So what's our tip tonight, JR?
Well, the tip tonight is under the term prepare before you go. So prepare what you're going to say about your business and also what you're looking for. Now, you know, if you've done any work around feeding your mind, you know, you could say that this will help feed your mind so that those things would come to be. But it's also just plain sense, business sense. You know, think about what you're going to be talking about that's relatively new or exciting or different about your business And then what are you looking for? So I've got a couple examples. Let's say, for example, you were a banker and your bank recently came out with a new mortgage program for homeowners. Well, then as you visit around, that's what you would be talking about. So when someone says, what do? You tell them you work at a bank and a mortgage department, blah, blah, blah. And then if they said, how can I help you? You might say, well, I'm looking to connect with realtors who could make use of this with their clients. Now, you know, when we say this, it sounds really stupid like this. Well, of course you'd say that. It's simple. But when we get caught up in meeting, greeting, maybe stretching in areas that we're not used to be out of our comfort zone, sometimes we freeze up and we walk away and go, ooh, why did I say that? So this is tip is to help us prepare for those moments so that we'll get the results we'd like to have.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it happens to me. And sometimes it's like when you meet with people, it's like the last thing I want to talk about is what I do. And so I'll come up with something just random. I don't lie to people. I mean, I just might say something that's like a sidebar or something I do. But no, I agree. I think that's smart because, you know, if you're really, if you kind of put it out there, I mean, because if you don't, nothing's going to happen. Right? I mean, if you don't, nothing's ever going to happen. Let's say you have this awesome deal. You're never going to come into contact with people that need it. Nobody's going to ever know. And then later on, you'll be like, man, I had this great deal. And everybody's like, why didn't you say something about it?
Correct. And you'd be surprised how many people I run across and I'll say, do you know someone? And they go, oh, yeah, I see him or her everywhere. Do you know what they do? Not really. So it takes reinforcement and reminding. And that's what part of networking is about, is connecting with people and helping each other. You know, if you help enough other people get what they want in life, you'll eventually get what you want in life.
That's so true. It takes the world to go around. It takes a village, as well as it's not about stomping on other people. It's not about screwing them over, da 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 da, ha ha ha, all that stuff. It's about actually kind of hooking people up and joining people. I've met so many people where they'll be like, hey, I'm trying to do this, and I'll put them into contact with somebody that's doing that. And I had somebody come up to me last night, an old friend of mine, and she was like, hey, I like to do this, and I know that you would be the person that would know how to get that done. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And she's like, hey, you can even get involved. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to get involved, but I'll definitely put it together for you to make it happen, or at least introduce you to the people I know. And then if they're not the right ones, you can, you know, meet other people through them.
And didn't it make it easier for you to help that person once you knew what they were looking for and who they were trying to connect with? You were ready to go to your mental Rolodex, to borrow an old term, and kind of filter through and go, who do I know that I could connect and help here? So, you know, if you tell people how you can serve and help others and what you're looking for, they'll come back and tell you what you need to know to grow your business.
That's so true. And it's so true on so many levels. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, it's like in life, it's in networking, and it's like with all these things. And JR is just explaining that a lot of times it does seem really like something that you would just be like, oh, man, we all do that. You know, we already take care of that, but we don't. And that's why it's so important, because even in life, just day to day, it's like expressing what you're really thinking and what's really going on in your life. Like, I know people that are going through some real issues, real tough issues, but they act a certain way and they guard those issues. And so people really think that they're just jerks. And they're like, man, so-and-so is just such a jerk. I can't stand being around them. And I'm like, you know, they're going through a really tough time. Like, well, that's hard to believe. And sometimes just being honest and telling people, whether it's a business thing, when you're meeting people in a networking situation, or when you're having dealings with people saying, hey, man, I got just some stuff going on. I'm not trying to bring you down, but this is what's going on in my life. And people would rather much hear more information than not enough. I mean, that whole too much information, that's BS. People want to know what's going on, especially when it affects them.
Correct. And by the way, just as an aside, I'm not suggesting that someone prepares this such that they seem slick or overprepared, but I am suggesting if you just give things some thought and plan, that you'll be more on purpose, and then you'll generate more results for your networking activities.
I totally agree with that, too. And, Jerry, that's awesome. Yeah, don't be slick about it. Don't be all, like, you know, doing the elevator, you know, speech before you get there and practicing. So if you have any other thoughts or you want to know a little bit more about JR, you know, check out www.somethingdifferentcompanies.com. There's also a link on the liveyourtruelife.org under radio show, under Perspectives Pulse. There'll be a link to his website as well. And you can learn more about what J.R. Atkins does and more about networking.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I look forward to next Sunday and more networking tips.
All right. You have a great show. Take care, Ashley.
Hey, stay on purpose, JR. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
So JR gave us some in-depth thoughts and some really cool stuff to think about and some stuff to gnaw on, you know. So I think that was really good. And so all that information will be on the web on the liveyourtruelife.org site under radio show. You'll see the events on Monday afternoon. They will be up there where you can click on that and buy tickets from Eventbrite. We do not make any money from Eventbrite. We are just sharing the information with you. So coming back, when we come back after break, we're going to be talking about purpose. We're going to be talking about what drives the human condition. We're going to be talking about what we're going to be talking about next Sunday as well. And there's a lot of stuff cooking. So stay tuned. So keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio, because either way, guess what? We'll be back. Yeah, in two shakes.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.